Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. More drama between Chris Brown, Drake, and I think it's over Rihanna. I don't think that's too much of a stretch here. It involves a late-night altercation at a club, I believe, in New York City. To tell us more, we're actually going to head to the West Coast. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman joins me now here on the RRS. Jill, what happened between Chris Brown and Drake?
I think we're going to have to get them babysitters. They're going to have to just stay home for a little bit because they just can't seem to stay out of trouble. At least speaking for Chris Brown, he just keeps popping up in the news, but this time, I don't know if you've gotten to see the photos, but he has a nasty gash on his head, and supposedly some words kind of went down, and then before you know it, the whole club is flying with, like, bottles and glass and everything else. So, you know, obviously Entourage has got involved. There was a lot of back and forth. And then, of course, the bottles, which, you know what? They didn't think about the innocent people standing by, which this poor young Australian tourist, 24 years old, got hit in the head by a bottle. She has a huge, huge gash, blood all down her face. The photos are online. She had to, of course, go to the hospital, get several stitches, and then I don't think her friends could find her, and then she rode the subway home by herself with no jacket and, like, you know, wrapped her head wrapped up.
Her friends couldn't find her.
So, you know, you got to think about, like, all the innocent people standing around that are, you know, this poor girl is going to do this over something stupid, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, again, it had something to do with Rihanna. Life and Style Weekly told me last week that Drake and Rihanna were kind of rumored to be back together, but now I was hearing this week that Chris and Rihanna were texting each other again, and now you hear of this between the entourages of Drake and Chris Brown, and the poor innocent girl that was just there visiting that got hurt as well, but she's going to be okay, right? I mean, nobody got hurt critically in this.
She's going to be okay. I think a lot of people got hurt. I don't see anything that's going to be critical at this point, but yeah, I mean, I think Rihanna just needs to stay away from them both, if you ask me.
Really?
Absolutely.
You don't even like Drake? He's not even, he lost good guy points in your book over this too?
He lost a few good guy points. I don't know. I know he's claiming that it's not over her. It wasn't anything to do with him. But it sounds like Drake threw out the first words.
Drake may have thrown out the first words in the club, but what we don't know and what we may or may not find out is what happened via text message or what happened maybe behind the scenes between the entourages to get it to escalate to this point? Because Drake doesn't just, I mean, I know he's a hip-hop artist and he's a Young Money artist, but he doesn't seem like that type to start a fight with a guy like Chris Brown in a club.
He could be the innocent one, but I'm going to have to sit back and see how this plays out before I make, I guess, any further judgment.
Not so, giving him the benefit
right,
of the doubt.
What happens, but you know, what's funny to me also is that Chris Brown has been so, I guess we'll call it trigger Twitter happy, where he just sends a tweet as soon as something happens, and he has to, of course, backtrack and erase it. But he did throw out a photo of the gash on his head and his injury, but that's since been taken down.
He's infamous now for doing that, right?
Yes. We'll call it Twitter trigger happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure more will be tweeted about and certainly reported about this as well as the newly reignited feud between Drake and Chris Brown, probably over Rihanna, fuels up. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman checking in from Hollywood. Thanks for the 411.
You got it.